Page 24 through 31, we added Section 5, the policy for issuance of a utility permit in its entirety. Page 32 to 34, we added Section 6, memorial signage in its entirety. Page 35, we added an entrance permit in its entirety. Page 38, standard detail cross-section for chip and seal. Aggregate base course thickness was increased from 4-inch to 6-inch to match the road standards. And then I can go through each one of these, but basically we have a whole bunch of design drawings that give you kind of standard road sections, things of that nature, standard ramps. And we either changed everything from 4 feet to 5 feet in width is a big section of it, or we made a minor change in the thicknesses of pavement and or aggregate. All of those are included in here if you want to look through each one of these. But the primary driver was to bring them in accordance with what we typically build on a road, what we found works in this area, ADA compliance or ADA, going back to this. There's one that changed it to a 3-to-1 slope, and that's so they can mow the sides a lot easier and it's a lot safer. Traffic control, we added a detail for that, and some miscellaneous curb details, we added a detail for that. That's kind of the bulk of the changes. I encourage you all, if you have nothing better to do, to read this sprawling document of 36 pages of text and then about 30 pages of standard details. Be glad to make amendments if you see anything that you'd like to change. The other item that does come up from time to time that we did not put in here but we may want to put in here is the county most, let me phrase this a little bit, most all the cities and counties are exempt from their own road standards or reserve the right to be exempt from their own road standards. And so we may want to add that. That was not in the prior sets of documents, to my knowledge. And so we may want to add where the county can be exempt from their own road standards. And primarily that just comes up because you have such a large system that if somebody were to make a complaint here or there, it may come up that you just didn't have a chance to bring everything up to the total road standard, so to speak. That's something we can talk to Travis about maybe and get a little bit of input on.
Every new road that we take in, we do go out and bring them up to standards. Some of the others that we've had in the system for years, we are slowly trying to bring them up to standard. So if you want to add that to it or not.
Understand, it has always been the county's requirement. It's new roads that are by these road
Correct.
Standards.
Yeah.
Previous roads that are existing that the county maintains, that they've taken in, it may have a great deal of traffic on, but not feasible. They are not required to be under the Taney County road standards. The previous roads that we are doing now, mm-hmm. been in existence since back in the 40s, we don't know how long, till trail, we maintain them very well for safety, and but they are not required
Correct.
To be under the new road standards.
And so what Mel and I were talking about this morning was we would like your input. We may want to have your legal kind of maybe craft some verbiage or help us craft some verbiage to clearly outline that early in the document. So that way somebody does not mistakenly take this and go, hey, my road that the motor grader ran down out here in the middle of the steepest part of Pro Tem doesn't meet this part of the road standard exactly. Why not?
We have one over here on Mount Branson that we can get right here in the city almost.
Yeah.
And you've got a bluff here and a bluff here.
Yep.
There's no way that it could meet the road standards, but it is a county road. And
so that is one thing we'd like to add to this. As you review the document, and if there's anything else, obviously, but that is one thing we would like to request your input on, is that verbiage for just clearly spelling that out so there's no confusion, and so everybody, if there is, will clearly understand that. And I think that kind of concludes the road standards, other than, again, giving you all a chance to look through them individually. And
you all want me to get Travis on what he was talking about? I can. But page 11, are you all good with that verbiage, or do you, that way it's coinciding with?
On the shall.
The shall, and then adding the second part, which would say, private streets that the owner requests to become part of the public road system shall be required to be in accordance with the design requirements. Roads not meeting design requirements will require improvements to be completed before consideration. And so that would be for existing roads. And I could even add, you know, existing roads, existing private roads that the owner requests. But that would be on section 14, part 2. So if I had a gated community, it would just clearly spell out what's been the understanding for a long time. If I have a private gated community that's been in existence for 20 years and I want to turn it over to the county, it would just clearly spell out. So my expectation would be I have to bring it up to these road standards in order for you to even consider it, which that's been kind of the standard mode of practice by the county, but it just clearly spells it out. Does that make sense?
Again, I can present that to him and see what his input is, and if he likes it, come back and get final approval.
Okay, I must have wondered then. I thought that was in this right now. We were just going over. You're wanting to add that, what you that, just said there.
Yes, we talked about it this morning, just in case. And we were meeting this morning to go over some of these, just to make sure there wasn't anything that anybody had a concern that popped up. And that was one of the concerns that popped up in a 5-minute meeting before this. And, hey, what about? We've always required them to. But we should make it explicitly clear that, so that way they don't, oh, you're being unfair to me. We just go right here. It says, if you have an existing road that is a private gated road that does not meet the road standards, and you want it to, or is a private road of any type that does not meet the design requirements of the road standards, you will have to bring it up to the road standards before we will even consider it bringing it into our system. Or you have to pay to bring it up. You know, you'd have to pay for it. But it clearly would spell out what has been the basically understanding, I think, since the existence of the road standards.
Which we verbally do that anyway, mm-hmm. You know, when we have road petitions, and then a majority of them will go ahead and correct it and bring it up to the road standard, and then I come back and you all vote on it.
Does our assessor have something to say?
I'm just thinking about small subdivision, 2 or 3 lots, that you really wouldn't have a reason.
These road standards fall in place, Chuck, after major subdivision, which is more than 6 lots.
Okay.
Yeah. Minor subdivisions don't fall under those requirements.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Just so the county commission understands that if this is adopted, our planning position will be performance security in place for a road that will meet the road standards, if it's in phases or the whole subdivision, before the plat can be recorded. And then we have a 2-year time window for them to finish those roads, or we'll pull that performance security and build those roads to that standard. Or they build those roads to that standard to where Road and Bridge goes and inspects them, checks off on them, then they can report the plat.
When you say performance security, you're talking about the bond?
Yeah, bond, okay. Or letter of credit, whatever performance guarantee.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be the modes for these developers. They'll either have the money to do it in that performance guarantee, or else they'll build it, and then they can record the plat.
Okay.
If they... And I'm assuming that P&Z would investigate, like, if they've sold any lots already, if they've done the plat.
Right.
And they put up the bond.
Once they record the plat, they can sell every lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a performance guarantee in place to protect the public. And then they have that 2-year window to get the utilities, the roads, all the infrastructure in. If they don't have it in, and that could be extended. Mm-hmm. But if in 2 years they sold all the lots and we're not seeing any improvement, we would pull the performance guarantee and do the improvements for them.
I can't really see this happening, but you know, everything happens that we can't see. So, no, you didn't let me finish. I've done my plat. I went before you. I put up my performance bond for you. But something happens, and I'm not sold any lots or anything. And I'm going to come back. Can I come back to you and zero everything out, get my bond back, not take my...
If the developer owns all the lots, the developer can vacate the plat through the county commission.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm. If they haven't sold any of the lots.
Okay.
Because I had to investigate that for a couple of people that wanted to get out of subdivision.
Okay. It has happened then.
Well, they've asked somebody. Uh-huh. They just wanted out of the subdivision. They can't just get out of it. They want to get away from the CCRs that cover them and all that.
Oh.
The fees. You can't do that. Unless the developer owns every lot and he decides to vacate. The county commission, just like road vacation, could vacate a plat.
Okay.
And then the performance guarantee could be given back.
That's
correct.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you wanted to know whether to submit that to the attorney or not to have it added to it?
But with the added verbiage that we talked about on page 11, number 14.
For the existing. And then, again, the request for the, or get Travis's input on the exemption for the county. Most cities, most all cities, like City of Springfield, Greene County, Christian County, Stone County, to my knowledge, they all exempt themselves. They all have that blanket. We try to follow this, but we don't always follow it, or we may not always follow it.
Of course, it looks to me like that statement around the front page could do that if you felt the need.
It does, but in the case of a lawsuit or something, if we had the blanket statement, they would not. In the case of a lawsuit, it would put, our fear would be if we didn't have a blanket statement inside there, that it would then put an undue level of scrutiny on whoever the county highway administrator is at that time for routine things and or decisions.
But the highway administrator is going to come to the county commission to get...
Yeah, but I'm meaning more of a personal, you guys personally and the highway road administrator personally liable rather than the county itself as a whole would be a little bit of our fear.
Yeah, this is a personal decision. Mm-hmm. If it's in the standards, they're following the road.
And so let's use the Mount Branson for an example. If something were to happen and somebody were to sue there, then and they would say, well, the county highway administrator approved to amend that road standard. Wonderful, I'm going to sue them personally. Well, they actually talked to the commission. Great, that's more people for me to get money from. Let me sue them personally as well. And so to help hopefully hedge that off to a point, that's where we were headed with that.
Okay. Sue because it's not built according to road standards? Or sue because
Correct. That
you've made special exceptions for...
Because there was a special exception made and documented by all parties, so to speak.
Okay.
In standard operating. And again, that just goes back to most all entities we find end up exempting themselves.
Okay. Now in 2009, the original road standard book we had, Great River worked with Frank Preston in developing
correct.
That, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And so I'm not sure when they've added it, but in this latest round of research on other counties and other cities and other places that we've helped with, they've started adding that. That verbiage has been popping up where they have that self-exemption a lot. And so it's one of those things I'd really like to ask Travis for his input. If he has any feeling either way on that.
I
know that
I would like some research done on that because if it's your standards and a developer comes and wants to do something not according to the standard.